Hello and welcome to Sparkle and Shine, the podcast that helps keep your home looking its absolute best, one episode at a time. I'm your host, Layla, and today we're diving into a topic that doesn't just elevate your home's aesthetic, but also protects one of its most valuable investments, your floors. Now, before we get started, let me take a moment to introduce who we are at JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care. We're a family-run business with almost two decades of experience in cleaning, restoring, and maintaining floors of all types. Hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, you name it, we do it. Our mission is to provide exceptional care for your floors while making your life easier. With eco-friendly solutions and techniques, we've helped countless homeowners bring their floors back to life, and we're passionate about sharing what we've learned along the way. Now, let's jump into today's episode, common flooring maintenance mistakes homeowners make and how to avoid them. From the wrong cleaning products to neglecting spills, we'll cover everything you need to know to keep your floor sparkling and strong for years to come. Let's start with the big question. Why does flooring maintenance matter so much? Your floors are the unsung heroes of your home. They endure constant wear and tear. Everything from kids running around to pets scratching their nails, high heels stomping in after a long day, and even furniture dragging across them. Over time, that daily grind takes a toll. Neglecting your floors can lead to scratches, dull surfaces, stains, and, believe it or not, even structural damage. But here's the good news. With the right maintenance routine, you can preserve your floor's beauty and durability for decades. In fact, regular maintenance doesn't just save you money on repairs, it can extend the life of your floors by up to 50%. Let me share a story. A client of ours in Sherman Oaks had absolutely gorgeous hardwood floors. They had the kind of timeless beauty that adds warmth and character to the home. But when we arrived, those floors were looking dark, dull, and perpetually dirty. The reason? They'd been using a buff and shine product, thinking it was cleaning the wood. Now, here's the thing about buff and shine products. They don't actually clean the floor. Instead, they're polishing products that create a thin, shiny layer on top of the wood. Over time, if you don't remove the previous layer before applying a new one, those layers build up. Dirt and grime get trapped in the layers and the floor starts to look worse, not better. When we stripped away all of that buildup, the natural beauty of the wood was restored. After refinishing and applying the proper protective coatings, the floor looked like new, and the homeowner was thrilled. The lesson here? Understanding the right products and techniques for your flooring makes all the difference. Now that we've set the stage, let's talk about the first major mistake: using the wrong cleaning products. Every type of flooring has specific care requirements, and the products you choose can either protect or harm your investment. Harsh chemicals, for example, can strip the finish from hardwood or cause discoloration on tile and grout. A client in Encino once shared that they'd been using bleach to clean their tile and grout because they thought it was the best way to keep it bright. Over time, the bleach ate away at the grout, causing it to weaken and crumble. By the time we stepped in, the grout needed to be completely replaced. Here's the rule of thumb. Always use products that are specifically designed for your flooring type. For wood floors, stick to pH neutral cleaners that won't damage the finish. For tile, choose gentle, non-acidic cleaners to avoid etching or weakening the grout. And when possible, opt for eco-friendly cleaning solutions. They're effective, safe for your family, and better for the planet. The second mistake is one of the most common: neglecting regular maintenance. Life gets busy, and it's easy to let flooring upkeep fall by the wayside. But skipping routine care is like skipping oil changes for your car. It may not seem like a big deal in the short term, but it leads to bigger problems down the road. Hard surfaces like wood, tile, and laminate need to be swept or vacuumed regularly to prevent dirt and debris from acting like sandpaper, scratching the surface over time. For carpets, vacuuming is essential to remove dirt, allergens, and dust. I'll share another story. A client in Studio City called us because their carpets were looking dull and felt sticky in some areas, even though they vacuumed weekly. It turns out they hadn't had a deep clean in over 5 years. Carpets trap dirt and oils deep within their fibers, and vacuuming alone can't remove that buildup. After a professional deep clean with JP Carpet, their carpets looked and felt brand new. The difference was night and day. So here's your reminder. Don't skip regular upkeep. It's not just about appearances. It's about protecting your floors from long-term damage. At JP Carpet, we even offer regular services so we can schedule you for now and then 9 months from now to get scheduling out off your plate. So you put us on autopilot and we're good to go. It's just one of the things that we do to try and make our clients' lives a little bit easier. Mistake number three is one we've all been guilty of at some point: ignoring spills and stains. Whether it's a glass of red wine on the carpet or water spilled on hardwood floors, time is of the essence. The longer you wait, the more damage the spill can cause. For example, moisture left on wood can seep into the seams, leading to warping and even mold. Stains left on carpets can settle into the fibers, making them much harder to remove. A client of ours in Hollywood learned this the hard way after a pet accident on their carpet was left untreated for several days. By the time they called us, the stain had set and the odor had permeated the padding. The solution? Clean up spills immediately. For carpets, blot gently, don't rub. For hard surfaces, use a microfiber cloth to absorb the liquid. And for those tough stains, don't hesitate to call in the pros. Mistake number four might come as a surprise: overusing water when cleaning. While water might seem like the ultimate cleaning tool, and it is, using too much of it can do more harm than good, especially on wood and laminate floors. Excess water can seep into the seams, causing the boards to swell, buckle, or warp. We once worked with a client in Pasadena who used a soaking wet mop on their laminate floors. Within weeks, the edges of the planks began curling and the damage was irreversible. To avoid this, use a damp, not wet, mop and wring it out thoroughly before cleaning. For wood floors, dry mopping or using a cleaner specifically designed for wood is the safest option. And finally, mistake number five: skipping professional services. DIY cleaning is great for day-to-day maintenance. Like I said, vacuuming is essential, sweeping is necessary, but professional cleaning and restoration services are essential for long-term care. Professionals can remove deep-seated dirt, restore your floor's natural shine, and address issues like scratches, stains, and discoloration. At JP Carpet Cleaning, we specialize in deep cleaning carpets, restoring grout, and refinishing wood floors. Clients often tell us they thought their floors were beyond saving until they saw the results of our work. Now, let's answer some of your most frequently asked questions about flooring care. Number one, how often should I deep clean my carpets? Carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year, or more frequently in high traffic areas. Tile is about once a year, upholstery about once a year. Honestly, if you want to autopilot it and set everything up for once a year, that's your best option. That way you know it's getting taken care of, you don't have to worry about getting it scheduled, and you know you've got someone you can trust taking care of it for you. If you've got more frequent traffic, like I said, these high traffic areas, if you're a business or if it's just, you know, you got a lot of kids and a lot of pets running around, then you might want to think about doing it a little bit more frequently. We have a client that has us in her home every 9 months. We have another client who's a business. They have us at their offices every 3 months to do all the carpet cleaning, just to keep it refreshed so the folks in the office are constantly putting on a good face for their clients too. Question number two, can I use a steam mop on my floors? Please don't. Steam mops are not recommended for wood or laminate floors, as the heat and moisture can cause damage. The moisture alone will cause problems, but the heat just makes it worse. So please, if you absolutely need to mop your floors, just use a very, very, very damp dry mop if you can. Slightly damp is okay, but as dry as you can manage. The Swiffer pads, those are helpful for sweeping, but avoid using their water jets, as that can also sometimes over wet these kinds of floors. And question three, what is the best way to protect my floors from scratches? Use felt pads under your furniture, place rugs in high traffic areas, and avoid wearing shoes like high heels indoors. So to expand on this, right, every time we do a wood floor refinishing, we have these, we call them felties. They're little felt pads that you stick to the bottom of your furniture legs. And that way, if, you know, you've got guests over and they push the couch a little bit further back when they sit down, it happens, we all do it, but at least you're protecting your floors from furniture leg scratches. Rugs in high traffic areas will help to protect the floors underneath from getting damaged, especially if you invest in a nice looking but inexpensive rug. That will definitely help protect those areas. And I know I mentioned high heel shoes, but just in general, wearing shoes indoors is just bringing all of the stuff from outside into your home. You're bringing all that sand, grit, dust, everything is just coming inside and is scratching up your floors, damaging fibers, damaging the finish, so on and so forth. So just generally avoid wearing shoes indoors will help protect your floors. If your floors need a little extra care, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care is here to help. Visit our website or give us a call at 818-263-9314 to schedule your next service. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more tips and updates. Thanks for tuning in to Sparkle and Shine. Remember, your floors are the foundation of your home. Treat them well, and they'll reward you with years of beauty and durability. Until next time, take care and keep sparkling.